Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Cara Lorello, reading my own poem, Home, Then and Now. Home then was a double-wide trailer on Ritchie Road in the late summer of 1990 for one woman, three girls, their horses, and a circus of small animals. My mother replaced the trailer's late 70s linoleum with opaque gray tiles, wooden ones for the living room and rich chestnut, dark blues over the bedroom's stained orange shag. She took out the center wall, dividing the trailer on the second year, cut a hole there that stayed agape in the third year, exposed insulation and raised nails, caused much grief before the stairwell was done. My mother and I took the first climb up, holding hands, she newly married, a fourth daughter on the way, me in my black beret and metal polish phase, pale fingers tightly intertwined with my mother's hand, avoiding my stepfather's eyes above us as we hardly spoke in those days. The trailer walls saw me age 10 years, go to three schools, raise three horses, four bedroom changes, attend two proms, neither one my own. Saw the night of my graduation, where I climbed the steps wearing my class's cap and gown. Weeks later, I took my final climb, carrying reminders of home in one bag, along with the promise of weekend visits. Home now is an aged bungalow on Jefferson Street, a 20-minute drive from the old trailer, where I'm told Victorian farmers' inhabitants laid the stone foundation, built the shingled walls, heated rooms with coal stoves, and likely kept horses somewhere in the now toy-strewn backyard, toys my nieces never put away. My sisters and I maintain the house, and its mix of flower gardens and fruit trees that never yield a harvest. Beyond the porch, our past and present converge. Two blocks away sits Medical Lake High School, the tennis courts we played in, next to the one bus stop in town where I used to walk past, but now I wait mornings before work. Two homes, where I'm the constant thread in between. The constant ring of familiar voices brings comfort amidst those of strange neighbors, passing cars, the tinkling of glass bottles being emptied into the alleyway dumpsters, recalled from my short-lived tenant years between then and now. Home is defined as a place of one's residence, a familiar ground or place of origin. To me, home is where night meets day, where hours pass, moments are remembered, where presence lingers long after it's gone. A place one can leave at will and, by will, always return, where the word fits comfortably when spoken aloud. Home. That was Home Then and Now, written by me, Cara Lorello. Thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment.